In this bulletin, fire crews battle numerous blazes across Tasmania. Rescue efforts continue after a dam burst at a Brazilian iron ore mine. And in tennis, Naomi Osaka defeats Petra Kvitova in a drama-charged Australian Open final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Heidemann. Firefighters will try to contain as many fires as they can in Tasmania before the weather heats up again in the state. More than 50 blazes are raging, with 500 firefighters, including some from interstate in New Zealand, spending Australia Day working to keep threatened communities safe. Over the past month, fires have burned through close to 100,000 hectares of land. Water levels on the Daintree River have exceeded 9 metres as major flooding hits Queensland's far north. Residents along the Daintree River and its tributaries, the Mossman River and other waterways in the Shire, have been asked to prepare as waters continue to rise. Ferry services have been shut down as the river reached major flood level last night. Heavy rain and strong winds have been forecast for the state's far north in coming days. Two men are in a critical condition while six other people have been rushed to hospital from two music festivals in Sydney. The men, aged 22 and 24, are fighting for their lives at Westmead Hospital after attending the Hardcore Till I Die festival at Olympic Park yesterday. Another man is in a serious condition after the music festival, while five people have been taken to hospital from the Electric Gardens Festival in Centennial Park. New South Wales Health says drugs are likely to have been a factor in a number of cases. Teams of rescuers are preparing to dig through thick mud in search of survivors of a dam burst at a Brazilian iron ore mine that left hundreds missing. Firefighters focused their hopes on a bus to train mining officers and nearby homes that were buried on Friday when a torrent of mud was unleashed by the dam break at the facility in Minister Estate. More than a dozen helicopters flew over the area yesterday to survey the disaster and aid rescue teams. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged all nations to support the Venezuelan people as they try to free themselves from what he calls Nicolas Maduro's illegitimate mafia state. Mr. Pompeo says they should back congressional leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. America's top diplomat told a meeting of the UN Security Council that the humanitarian situation demands action now.
The time is now to support the Venezuelan people, to recognize the new democratic government led by interim president Guaido, and end this nightmare. No excuses.
Russia unsuccessfully tried to stop the meeting. Moscow opposes the US efforts and has accused Washington of backing a coup attempt. Russia's UN ambassadors told the Security Council that Venezuela does not represent a threat to peace and security. To sport now, tennis, and Japanese prodigy Naomi Osaka is the undisputed new dominant force in women's tennis after defeating Petra Kvitova in a drama-charged Australian Open final at Melbourne Park. Osaka claimed her first Open crown and the world number one ranking. Speaking on the Nine Network, she paid tribute to her rival.
Huge congrats to you and your team, and you're really amazing, and I'm really honoured to have played you in the final of a Grand Slam.
Kvitova told the Nine Network it's a painful loss.
It's hurting a lot today. Of course, that I wanted to win and have the trophy, but I think I already won 2 years ago. So for me, it's amazing. I think I still don't really realize that I played the final.
Another entry in one of the most riveting rivalries in Open-era tennis is about to be written when Novak Djokovic meets Rafael Nadal in the Australian Open final. World number one Djokovic is looking for his third Grand Slam title in a row tonight, one that would take him close to holding every major tournament's trophy at the same time. But in Nadal, he faces his toughest opponent. The pair share an incredible on-court history, with Djokovic leading their all-time head-to-head 27-25. A stunning first-half strike from Ola Toivonen has helped Melbourne Victory to a 2-1 win over Sydney FC. Victory went ahead 2-0 before seeing off a late surge by the Sky Blues, taking them into second spot on the A-League ladder. Victory coach Kevin Muscat says it was a massive effort. And Melbourne City take disappointment away from their trip to Wellington after a 1-0 loss to the Phoenix last night. And now a look at the weather. Perth sunny, a top of 35 degrees. Adelaide mostly sunny, 26. Melbourne partly cloudy, 25. Hobart partly cloudy, 24. Canberra a shower or two, 35. Wollongong a possible shower, 27. Sydney a possible late shower, 32. Newcastle sunny, 35. Brisbane mostly sunny, 33. Cairns rain at times, possible heavy falls, 27. And Darwin showers, a storm likely, and 32 degrees. This is SBS News.